No, I ain't gonna do that, I said.
And this other person said he's not gonna do it, and you wanna agree with him and say that you're not gonna do it. So you say, well, if you're not gonna do it, then I'm not.
I ain't either, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this part of your head?
We call it a fard.
And this?
It's a ear.
And now this is the left ear, and this is the
right ear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if a man doesn't shave, he has a what?
Beard.
And then this, how do you say
that's
that?
That's a chin whiskers.
Yeah. Then
that's the mustache up there.
All right. And you put the food in your
mouth.
And how do you say the thing you chew with?
Teeth.
And only one is?
One tooth.
Mm-hmm. And what the teeth are set in?
Gums.
And this part of your hand?
It's a palm.
And then if you double up your hand, you get a
fist.
And if there's two?
It's two fists.
And then this part of your finger?
That's the middle joint.
Mm-hmm. And this?
Breast.
Which sounds most natural, breast or chest?
Well, breast mostly around here.
Mm-hmm. And then these are the
shoulders.
And if a boy is pretty strong for his age, you might say Joe sure is a
strong boy. Yeah.
Would you ever say he sure is stout?
Oh yeah, I'd say he's stout too.
Then, maybe an old lady is quite active for her age. What would you say about her?
I just say she's pretty active for her age.
Is there another word besides active that you might use in that?
Well, we do usually get around awful good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You ever say she's right spry or something
well,
like that?
Well, hardly ever around here. Sometimes we say she's right spry, but.
Then a little boy maybe doesn't want to go into his bedroom because it's dark. And so his mother says, go on to bed. He said, no, it's dark in there and I'm
afraid.
And she said, why are you afraid? She wants to tell him that last week he wasn't, or last year he wasn't afraid. Why does he get scared of the dark now? She might say, you've
done something.
Well, and then you used to be, it's the opposite of you used to be.
Yeah.
If, would you say didn't used to be or used not to be or what? How would you say that? You didn't used
well,
to
you
be?
Didn't used to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Some people, some places, they'd say maybe you usedn't to be afraid or something
yeah.
like that. If a person, isn't very careful about what he does, he's probably, what's the word you'd use? The opposite of careful.
Well, you get hurt if you ain't careful or something
yeah.
like that.
And what about careless? Do you use careless?
Yeah, we use careless too. He's awful careless.
And if a person is a little bit strange, I mean, he doesn't act quite like other people, what would you say about him?
Well, we say he acts awful funny around.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word queer?
Yeah, we use the word queer some.
And what does that mean around here?
Well, that just means that he's just a funny acting feller, mm-hmm. and he just don't act like we think he ought to or something
yeah.
like that.
And then if somebody just once he makes up his mind, he just won't let anybody change his mind. You say he's what?
Well, I just say he's a fool, but yeah.
well,